Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, that we're just dabbling, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life, and I'm looking forward to bringing today's guest in. Christy Keating is the founder and CEO of The Heartful Parent. Christy loves helping parents find more love, joy, and connection with their families and with their children by helping them discover newfound energy in their parenting, develop an appreciation for what they have and who they are, and create sustainable ways to achieve their vision or dream for their family. I love the work that you are doing, and I'm so excited. So welcome to Word of Mom Radio, Christy.
Thank you, Dori. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm really honored. Thank you.
Our pleasure. So please take us on your journey that led you to starting The Heartful Parent.
It's been an interesting ride. So I didn't set out in life to become, you know, someone who was working in the parenting space. And in fact, my original training or professional life was in the legal field. I have a law degree and I practiced law for almost 20 years as a prosecutor in King County, Washington, which is where Seattle is located. My specialty was towards the latter part of my career, prosecuting sexually violent predators, and I loved my work. It defined me in many, many ways. I found it very fulfilling to give victims a voice. But when my older daughter was born, she's almost 12, and when she was born, you know, a shift happened, and I didn't adjust super easily to parenting. And I almost describe it as feeling like the rug was pulled out from underneath my feet. And I no longer knew who I was as a professional. I no longer knew who I was as a wife or a partner. And I didn't know yet who I was as a parent. And so I really went on this journey of sort of rediscovering me in this new way. And although I continued to love my job, I also discovered that two things were happening. One, it was really hard to be both the kind of lawyer that I wanted to be and the kind of mom I wanted to be. For shifting, I suddenly found myself really fascinated with ideas of parenting and how can we parent well and raise whole, happy, healthy children that are contributing to the world and aren't ending up in the criminal justice system where I'd spent so much time, and families that feel fulfilled by being families instead of sort of dragged down by the work of it. So I went back to school and I completed a graduate level program through the Parent Coach Institute in Seattle Pacific University to be certified as a parent coach. And then I completed my certification in positive discipline and some other parenting related certifications. And in 2018, so it's been over, well, we're going on the fourth year here, I decided to leap into entrepreneurship, leave the legal field behind and start The Heartful Parent. Scary, scary moment, but I am so, so glad that I did it, because my act two, you know, my second career here is one that I love and find just as fulfilling as I did act one.
Tell us what a parent coach is.
It's a great question. So, you know, coaches are nothing new to our world. Obviously, we're really familiar with coaches in the athletic world, you know, football coach, soccer coach, running coach. And they've become really pretty common in the business world as well, business coaches or sales coaches, marketing coaches. I would say in the last maybe decade plus, we've also seen life coaches become something that are fairly common. Parent coaches are a little less well known, but the sort of the philosophy is no different. And what I do is I work with parents one-on-one or with, you know, two partners, parenting partners, and we explore what their strengths are, you know, what do they bring to the table? Then we look at what are they trying to build? What is their long-term vision here? You know, what would they like their days to look like? And what do they want their relationship to look like with their children 10, 20, 30 years down the road. And then we spend time saying, okay, here's the strengths we've got. Here's what we're trying to build. You know, what are things we can do along the way to get there? And I use education and information and really sort of thought-provoking questions. And I look for ways that we can shift perspectives to get from point A where, you know, maybe a parent that comes to me is feeling not loving every moment of parenting, you know, struggling, to a place where they enjoy it, maybe not every minute, but at least as a whole, and feel like they're really reaching towards that long-term vision of the relationship that they want to have with that child or children.
I'm smiling because I'm thinking of the conversation I just had this morning with my daughter-in-law about my grandson, who's going to be 3. He came home yesterday from his auntie's, and he had fallen asleep in the car, and so he did not want to go take a nap. And she's now working from home because of COVID. And she was like, you know what? This is your nap time. So whether you nap or not, you have to have your quiet time. Put him upstairs in his crib. She's got the monitor. And he yelled. She was like, he was yelling for about 20 minutes because she wouldn't give him what he wanted. And then he finally just got his books and got his reader and sat and played and everything, and I gave her a hug, and I was like, congratulations, mommy. She was like, he was so mad at me. I was like, and you know you're doing your job. Because let's face it, we know as parents, saying yes is the easiest thing in the world to do. Long-term effects, short-term okay, but long-term effects. So as a parent coach, how do you help parents engage with their kids, especially kids that are being resistant to the conversations that parents want to have as they go stage to stage?
I love that story. And obviously boundaries and really guidance is what our children need more than anything. They also, of course, need our love and empathy and understanding. And so one of the things when I work with my clients that I help them understand, and many of us, myself included, had at least one parent that was, you know, very authoritarian, the you will do it this way because I said so kind of a parent. Many of us were also raised with at least one parent who were like, oh, whatever you want, it's fine with me, right? And neither one of those really usually serve our long-term goals that we have with our kids. And so I really work with parents through some principles of positive discipline and through a framework that I developed called Outside the Box Parenting to try to help parents find a balance or strike a balance between the boundaries and the firmness and the guidance with kindness, empathy, collaboration, you know, that kind of bringing them into the conversation. And so one of the things I really talk to parents about, well, first of all, if we're developing tools that work when our kids are 3 but don't work when they're 13, as far as I'm concerned, those are useless tools, right? Because who wants to be reinventing the wheel and relearning something new every time their child hits a new stage or, you know, developmental stage, or trying to up the ante with whatever technique we've been trying out on them? So I really try to help my clients find that balance between that kind and firm when they're 3, when they're 9, when they're 13, when they're 18, you know, and obviously the way we talk to them will change over the course of those years, but the basic idea is the same. So we talk a lot about showing that empathy, figuring out what's going on beneath the surface for them, and then bringing in the boundaries as well. And it's a lot of, I love you, and this is the rule right now, right? So yeah, there's a number of different ways that we kind of get at that. But sometimes with my clients, I find that it's just there has to be a perspective shift in the idea that these little people are deserving of our mutual respect by virtue of the fact that they're human, that they have opinions that are valid, that their emotions and feelings are valid, and that what we really want to do is make sure that we're guiding and controlling the behavior, but allowing all those feelings and all of that to be okay. And that's where we build relationship with them.
You know, it's so fun. Again, with my grandson, I was saying to his mom today, you have to hear him. He loves puzzles. And he'll put a piece in. Good job, Danny. You did it. And I'm like, he is so positively affirming himself on a continuous basis, or I'll do something. Good job, Mimi. I was saying to her, I said, you can tell. He's in an in-home daycare 2 days a week. He's with me, he's with his aunt, or he's with his parents. You can see all of the positive words that this kid is constantly hearing and how he cheers himself on, because let's face it, you know, as a coach, thoughts are things. The words that we say, words hit harder than a fist. Sometimes as a parent, you can say something to your child and you don't even realize that you just popped this off. It was just something that you just, and it'll stay with them forever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my gosh, my son's going to be, still catches in my throat, 33. He really does catch in my throat. And he will bring up things and I'm like, Dan, that's called parenting.
Yeah,
I wasn't here to be your friend. I was here to be your guide. I was,
right.
You know, 'cause let's face it, you can be an authoritarian parent or a permissive parent, like you were saying before, and you're going to get that same kid who's insecure and everything else, or you're that authoritative voice that stays consistent, that, you know, what you couldn't do yesterday, you can't do next week either. You know,
right.
It's those boundaries. If you set those boundaries, kids have total freedom in their life. Once their boundaries are secured and set, they understand the rules. Best thing I ever learned, because I didn't start going to school until I started having a family when I got pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Sands, he was the best thing ever. He was like, you know what? It's a parent's job to set boundaries, and it's a child's job to negotiate the boundaries. But ultimately, it's not a democracy. It is a dictatorship. You are the king. And if they don't like it, they can move out. It doesn't matter that they're seven. And it's so true, because again, so much easier to just say sure.
It is. It's so much easier to say sure. And those boundaries are really important. And it's also really important that our kids feel like they do have a voice. And so I actually love the analogy. There's two analogies that really are coming to mind for me right now. I like to tell parents it actually is a democracy. However, it's like the Electoral College, where some votes count for more than others, right? So, you know, if you're familiar with the Electoral College at all, if you live in Wyoming, I think your vote counts something like 487 times that what a vote in California counts for in the big picture. And so I tell parents, you want to be Wyoming and let your kids be California.
I love that.
Yeah. Because they need a voice, right? But the voices are not equal. And we do need to hear from them. The second analogy that really comes to mind, and I cannot take credit for this one, but a parenting mentor of mine told me this, that, you know, if you think about, for anyone who's ever been on a roller coaster, and when you get on the roller coaster and you sit down in the seat, what is the first thing that you do? You know, as the bar comes down over the top of you, you push against the bar. Why do you push against the bar? Not because you want it to go flying up, but because you want to know that it's going to hold. And boundaries for kids are really the same way. They push against those boundaries because it's developmentally appropriate for them to do that. And because when the boundary holds, it creates a sense of safety for them. And so, you know, that doesn't mean that there isn't a little bit of wiggle room sometimes, right? Because we are still hearing their voices, and negotiation is okay sometimes. But overall, those boundaries need to stay in place to build that safety. And you can't have a healthy, loving relationship if the basis of that relationship isn't safety. So those are two things that I talk frequently with clients about is, you know, when parents feel bad about setting those boundaries, it's a reminder that, you know, provided that the boundaries are kind and reasonable and not terribly egregious, that's really providing a sense of safety for our kids, and that it's developmentally normal for them to fight back.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with four generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams, because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We're talking with Christy Keating, the CEO of The Heartful Parent, and we were just talking about boundaries. And it's funny, my son, well, he was about 14 or 15, and he said to me, when does my opinion count in this family? I said, when you pay rent. I said, you know, until then, you're kind of along for the ride. I said, but understand something. I hear what you say, and I do take your opinion and your feelings into consideration every time, but ultimately I am the adult and I am the final say. And I know that you think you should be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, but the day is going to come that you realize that that isn't reality. At no age will you always be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want. So for that day that you realize that, I say these words now. And he called me, he was about 24. And he was like, Mom, your words just came echoing back. And I was like, see? And now he's the parent. And it's like, wow, Mom. And I was like, yeah. Because guess what? If they don't listen to you when you're three, do you think they're going to listen to you when you're 13? Establishing the rules right now.
Yeah, we're establishing the rules and we're also building that relationship. You know, if we struggle to feel connected, you know, when our kids are three, or if we don't listen to them when they're three, if we don't, you know, if they come to us with a problem when they're three, or when they're in, you know, they have their first crush in third grade or whatever, and we dismiss it as, you know, child's play or nothing important, then you can be darn sure they're not going to come to us when they're 13 or 23 and really are having a hard time. So we lay the groundwork in those early years for the boundaries, for the connection, for the empathy, for all of those pieces that have to fit together so that when they do hit the teenage years, they, you know, are more likely to be respectful of those rules and boundaries that we set, to understand them, to communicate with us at least some of the time. We're really laying the groundwork from the very beginning.
So is this what you mean when you talk about parenting with the end in mind?
It is. It is exactly what I mean. And I love that phrase. It's one that I use, you know, in countless spaces that I work in. And that's one of the reasons why as a coach, I sit down with my clients and say, what are we building here? because one of my clients' visions for the end of, you know, for their family might be different from another client's vision, and it might be different from mine. You know, they certainly have overlapping similarities, but we all have different families, different dynamics, different personalities, and different desires. And so I really focus on what are we building for you? And then once we know what that end goal is, let's make sure that all the parenting, or realistically, most of the parenting that we do between now and then is building to that finish, you know, so that you're not showing up at age with your kid at age 25 going, oh, I wish I would have done X, Y, or Z. And that doesn't mean we have to get it perfectly all the time. Nobody's going to get it perfect all the time. I am not a perfect parent, far, far from it. But it does mean showing up, putting in the effort, and keeping that end in mind as we parent today.
So how do you go about working with your clients, Christy?
So most of my clients work with me over a period of 12 weeks. Some go beyond that. Some just have a few things they want to address. And it's really sort of what I was laying out before. We start with a session where we really look at what are the strengths that all the members of the family are bringing to the table, not just mom or dad or child or, you know, grandparent or whoever's involved in this family. We really look at everyone. And then the next session is that dream session, or I call it sometimes the ideal future. And I ask a lot of really sort of visionary questions, or questions that force them to think about that end picture and what they're building. And then the sessions that follow are really that process to build towards that, with sometimes people need a little education, right? You know, I'm a certified positive discipline educator. That's a new style, or a, you know, some new philosophies in there that some parents aren't familiar with. So I share some of that information and how that might help their children socially, emotionally, and cognitively. And sometimes it's really just tapping in to the innate wisdom of that parent and helping them parent in a way that for them is heartful. And, you know, thus the name of my business, but really listening to ourselves and our own voices, what feels like at the end of the day, I'm going to be proud of my parenting. And so we tap into that wisdom that I think we all have, but we also get there's a lot of noise in the parenting space and in other places around, you know, with social media and everything. I mean, parents today are kind of bombarded. And so while I have skills and information and tools and research that I can provide, and I do, I also really want clients to tap into their own wisdom.
How has COVID impacted what has gone on in your practice and with the families that you're working with?
Yeah. Oh, how has COVID done so many things, right? The families, well, first of all, I will say my practice is very busy right now. Although I sometimes hear from parents that say, man, do I need you right now? And I feel like I don't have time because I'm working from home and homeschooling from home and, you know, and not able to do maybe the self-care that they were doing beforehand. So parents definitely are feeling overwhelmed and stressed right now. And I know, you know, some parents have had their kids in school for quite some time. Some are just now heading back to school or being asked to make that decision. Where I live, we are just now being asked to make that decision. And so what I've seen is families functioning at least at a low level of constant stress and some anxiety, which is a really difficult way to exist. It's hard on our hearts. It's hard on our heads. And frankly, it makes it hard to parent heartfully sometimes. So the parents that come to me often are just looking for a place to get some support and a voice and ideas and just strength sometimes to get through this time. You know, what I'm also seeing with a lot of families is this: if there were cracks in the veneer before COVID, those have become really large, you know, chasms in some cases during COVID, where everyone has been sort of on top of one another. And you know, that can destroy a family. Or what I've seen a lot of my clients do is coming to me and saying, all right, these are the problems that are happening. We realize that in a really prominent or painful way right now. Now is the time to fix it. And so using this time as the opportunity for transformation has been really cool to see in a bunch of my clients.
That's awesome. And what a great way to wrap this up. As we are finishing, Christy, what do you want to leave our audience with? And please let them know how they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. Well, I guess my parting thought would be that we were never meant to parent alone. And asking for help, you know, H-E-L-P is not a four-letter bad word, right? It is okay to reach out and ask for that support and that help and, you know, build a community of parents or professionals that can be helpful. So, you know, I think there's nothing more heartful when it comes to parenting than recognizing both our strengths and where we need a little extra fortification. So that's sort of my parting thought. People can find me. The best place to find me is, I'm on all the social media channels, but my website, which is theheartfulparent.com, and that's H-E-A-R-T-F-U-L, not heartfelt, but heartfulparent.com. And if they put in /BOCS, box spelled in a funky way, they will get my 4-step framework for really managing just about any challenge that gets thrown at us in parenting and some ways to think about that. And they'll also be able to access a whole slew of resources that I have on my website, as well as a video training for that framework. So it's theheartfulparent.com/box, B-O-C-S, would be the best way to locate me. But I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and on LinkedIn. And so any of those, if there's a media channel that someone really prefers, I'm there.
Awesome. And I hope people reach out to you. I want to thank you for joining us. Please come back if you are doing new programs and things like that that are starting to happen as your practice is growing and growing. We would love to know. So for all of you tuning in, thanks so much for being here. Thank you to altwell.com for sponsoring the show. We are going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying bye for now.
She is sure. She is sure. She is sure.